Every now and again in world politics, something truly surprising happens, and it forces all the experts and analysts to recalibrate their appraisals of events. In Iran last week, a candidate who had recently polled in single digits won a landslide 62% victory in a two-man presidential runoff. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, the mayor of Tehran, is now Iran's president-elect. With roots in Iran's Revolutionary Guards, he is considered a hardliner. As mayor, he mandated separate elevators for men and women in municipal buildings. On his plate, some issues of far greater consequence for us, Iran's nuclear program and the country's dealings with the West. Kenneth Pollack writes about Iranian affairs. He's at the Saban Center of the Brookings Institution and joins us. Now, Ken, how might Iran's new president alter, say, Iran's nuclear policies?
Well, of course, Robert, the problem with Iran is always that the right answer is always, we just don't know. I think it is clear that Ahmadinejad is not going to help the standoff between the West and Iran over its nuclear program. He is, as you describe him, a real conservative. All of his statements indicate that he is absolutely committed to going forward with that program, although, like the regime, he always describes it as being entirely about civilian power and technology and never mentions the military component of it. By the same token, I think that we have to reserve judgment. We need to remember that over the past 8 years, the supreme leader of Iran, Ali Khamenei, and a number of people around him successfully defanged the presidency. And so right now, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad comes into office to a position that formally doesn't really have the ability to shape Iran's nuclear or foreign policy.
Ahmadinejad ran on one campaign pledge, which was to call for a big government exposure on, I think, monthly government stipends to young Iranians. This is a sort of proposal that makes people at the International Monetary Fund apoplectic. Is Iran economically secure enough to withstand, say, a very bad bout of inflation?
I think we may find out. Ahmadinejad seems to be very committed to this. But, you know, Iran has tremendous structural problems in its economy, one of the biggest issues of which is the endemic graft. It's clear that the things that he wants to do, like greater subsidies and these anti-corruption campaigns, are going to rattle a lot of people. It's not clear that they're going to be what actually solves the economic problems, though. And in particular, things like the subsidies are the kinds of things that Western economists look at and say, no, that's just going to make the problem worse, not better.
Ken, are U.S. intelligence analysts, the people who say are doing the jobs that you used to do, whether at the National Security Council or CIA, are they as surprised as the rest of us at what happened over the past few weeks in Iran?
I think they are. All of the reports that I saw, all of the people that I spoke to, were pretty convinced that the former president, Hashemi Rafsanjani, was going to be reelected. I remember pointing out to a number of different groups, including a whole bunch of congressional staffers, that the one constant in Iranian affairs was that they never ceased to surprise us and be unpredictable. But for whatever reason, Iran analysts consistently think that they can predict Iranian behavior in a way that I think that that history would suggest we can't.
Are we about to see the push for regime change in Tehran gain momentum because of this election result, do you think?
Well, I certainly think that those within the Bush administration and outside of it who favor one of the two hardline options toward Iran, either regime change or military strikes, are likely to use Ahmadinejad's election to bolster their case. That said, I think that the moderates within the Bush administration, and there are moderates in this Bush administration, are going to try very hard to hold the line. Ultimately, I think it's going to come down to the Europeans. Because if the Europeans are willing to stick with the United States and say to the Iranians, look, if you're willing to give up the nuclear program and shut down the terrorism, we're willing to reward you. But if you don't, we're going to join the Americans in sanctions. And if they're willing to stick to that position, then I think the moderates in the Bush administration are going to say, look, we can still make this work. As long as the Europeans are with us, we should try to make it work.
Ken Pollack, thanks a lot for talking with us once again.
My pleasure to be here. Thanks, Robert.
Kenneth Pollack, who is the author of The Persian Puzzle and the director of research at the Saban Center for Middle East Policy at the Brookings Institution in Washington, D.C.